evening. I hope I am not calling you at a bad time. Of course I am acting professional. I am calling you as your boss on a company-related subject, outside of work hours. It would be different if I was calling you to check that you have been keeping your hands out of your pants like I told you to. Never mind. Back to the actual reason I am calling you. The yearly gathering with the different leaders of our company is happening this weekend. And when I would normally not have to participate and have one of the heads of the departments go instead, I have personally been requested to go. What does this have to do with you? I need a plus one with me. And before you go letting that mind of yours wander any further, you are purely going there as a worker of mine, who wishes to move up in their career, so I am bringing you with me, since it is a once-in-a-lifetime chance to meet some of the important and influential people in our company. Needless to say, I need someone with me who I can trust and someone I know that can behave to at least some extent. I know you like acting like a brat sometimes, but I would assume even you can realize what kind of opportunity this is to you, thinking of your career. You might be able to embarrass me, but meanwhile you would destroy your own future. So I would think twice before you even imagine doing anything even slightly idiotic. I am acting like you have already agreed to this, because even a goldfish would see this as an opportunity they cannot simply miss on. Or are you going to say no? That's what I thought. The event is this Friday. I will sign it as a paid day off to you, so you can get yourself ready for the night. I will text you any further details, like where you should go pick up your clothes for the evening. Yes, I picked some clothes for you to wear. Don't worry, there will be 3 different options for you, and you can decide which one you want to wear yourself. But I have already taken enough of your time. My driver will be picking you up at 4 p.m. on Friday. Alright. Goodbye.
I see you made it in time. Welcome. Please, come in. Yes, it is a rather fancy hotel room. A little overboard in style if you ask from me, but it is for a specific type of people, so at least I didn't have to pay for it. Why are we here? This hotel is where the party is being held. It is owned by the same person who owns our company too. They host these events every year, and they give each guest a room since some of them travel from quite a far away only to attend them. They gave us one even though we are locals, since it's easier to just get ready in the room and then go downstairs to the venue. Anyway, enough chatting. You got the clothes? Good. I have some people to do your hair and makeup in the kitchen if you wish to get them done. I already got ready and I need to go make a few phone calls before we leave. If there's anything else you would require, depending on your need, either call the front desk or ask my driver. Understood? Great. I will see you later then. Oh. I almost forgot. Here. Remember to put this on. Why are you looking at me like that? What does it look like? Yes, that's exactly what it is. And you're going to put it on when you change. Why? Because I'm going to make sure you behave. And this way, I will have a non-verbal way of correcting you if you are acting out of line. Or just to tease you if I am bored. I will be holding onto the remote control for the whole evening. The rest is up to you on what happens during it. Is that understood? Good. And if everything goes smoothly, you will be rewarded. How? It wouldn't be fun if I told you, wouldn't it? I will see you downstairs. You're just in time. I hope you didn't have any trouble with the... Fuck. No. Nothing's wrong. You look wonderful, darling. Come. Let's be on our way. And a little test. What? Of course I had to make sure that you had it on, just like I told you to, so you don't try to sneak away from this little game of ours. Well, I told you it's something to entertain me if I get bored. Well, we'll see, darling. Yes, the venue will be at the jazz club. Yes, there is a whole jazz club in the hotel. The owner is a huge fan, let's just say. And he has one in every single hotel that they own. Any information that you need to know? Not really. A lot of things that go on in these kind of events are just purely for business, let's just say. Don't worry, just let me do all the talking. So maybe that way you will also save yourself from a couple reminders. Unless you want some of them. But then you can just ask. You look nervous. Don't be. You will do great. Ready? All right. It was great talking to you after such a long time. You are always welcome to come visit us at our headquarters. But now, if you'll excuse us. You're doing so well, baby. I've only had to correct you a couple of times. More than a couple. No, darling. Those were purely moments when I wanted to just see you squirming a little. If you are so worried of people noticing, maybe you need to practice on your poker face. The music is loud enough to cover the sound of it, not even taking into the account the sound of their egos in most of the people's head. No, I never really enjoyed these events. People are mostly competing who has the biggest numbers and fattest wallets. Why am I here now? Well, like I told you before, I was nearly demanded to be present tonight by nobody else than the big man himself, Dragovich. Exactly, the owner of the company and the hotel. You can see him right beside the band and the stage over there. No, the invitation was definitely not made with the purest of intentions. Our district has passed the one his son is running in terms of earnings, and for some reason they don't like that. You would imagine as long as more money keeps flowing into his pockets, he would be happy, but apparently not. You know what? You are asking too many questions right now. How about some... Don't worry, baby. Nobody is watching. At least yet. We're standing on the sides of the venue. Nobody will see us. So actually, let me see. How are you feeling down there after a few corrections? Oh my. You are soaked. Do you enjoy being publicly teased that much? I wonder how easily I could slide my fingers inside of you. And would you be able to keep composure? Oh, I felt that. Is my good girl getting more excited of the idea of my fingers inside of you? Say it. Tell me how bad you want it. Good girl. But not now. Maybe later if you behave. Damn, my hand is soaked. I wonder what you taste like. Fuck.
What?
He's coming this way? Oh shit. Fuck. Good evening, Mr. Dragovich. Quite the venue you have put together, as always. Yes, I've heard all about the previous ones from my workers. I am glad to be able to see it for myself this year. Ah, yes. This is one of my most promising employees I have. They wish to move up in the business world someday. So I thought this would be a wonderful learning opportunity and a chance to meet some of the people who they might work for or with in the future. Yes, I have met your son before, unfortunately. Nothing. Just something in my throat. I have to go grab a glass of whiskey after this to get rid of that. Excuse me? What did you just say to them? Listen here, Junior. We might be at a party, but we are still professionals. Could you kindly leave my employee alone? I do not care. Are you asking in a business or pleasure manner? Back off. Even if you were talking to them in order to try to get them to work for you, I would never, in a million years, let them join your sinking ship you call a company. You don't see a ring on their finger? That is because the ring they wear is not around their finger, sweetheart. You are on thin ice, Junior. I highly recommend taking your nepotism-filled shoes and walk away and never talk to them ever again. Is that understood? Good. We are on the same page then. Now, if you'll excuse us, we're going to take a little walk. Have a pleasant rest of your evening. Where are we going? Back to our room. Why? Because I need to let out some steam. And I believe it is time for your reward. Take your clothes off. Didn't you hear me, pet? Clothes off. Now, come here. Oh, fuck. I wanted to kiss and mark your neck for so fucking long. You better not hold back your moans tonight. I don't give a fuck if everyone else hears. Actually, I hope they do. Because then they know you're mine. And only mine. Do you understand? Good pets. Get on the bed. Now. Move closer to the edge. Now, where's that fucking remote? Okay, there. Now, let me show you how to work your mouth. Good. Does that feel good, baby? Having the vibrator inside you while I'm eating you out? I can feel you twitching already. But you are not allowed to come before I tell you to. Understand? Good. Mm-hmm.
think you're gonna fit my fingers inside of you with that vibrator? You're practically leaking everywhere. I bet you can. Now if I slide one finger first... Oh, fuck. How's that feel, huh? You can barely form any sentences even anymore. I wonder if I can make you a absolute mess when I slide a second one in. Oh, fuck yes. You're squeezing so hard on my fingers, darling. Almost like you want even more. Keep those moans coming, baby girl. You're being so good right now. What if I curl my fingers just a bit like this? That hit the spot, didn't it? Fuck, I could listen to your voice all goddamn day. You're getting close? Already? No. Not just quite yet. I want to taste you just a little bit more. Baby, you're soaking my whole fucking face. Yes, keep pushing against me, love. Show me how badly you want to come. Beg for it. Beg like a good girl how much you need to come. Oh. That's a good girl. Now come for me. Yes, give it to me. Come, baby girl. Come. Oh. Oh, what a mess you made. Well done, my pet. Now, please rest. It has been a long evening for you. Let me tuck you in a bit. Here, before you fully lay down, drink some water. No. Don't worry, you can fall asleep. The rooms are booked for us for the night. No need to worry about having to leave anytime soon. Do you need anything else? Alright. Close your eyes, darling. Sweet dreams.